Time for some Celtics talk as we check in with John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, pretty good. Here's 7 games left in the regular season. Celtics a couple of games back. You wrote about it today. It can be done. They can get that number one seed, but have to be pretty perfect down the stretch.
Yeah, they have to. They can't lose again because, you know, you're already asking the Milwaukee Bucks to go 5-2. You have to beat the Milwaukee Bucks on Thursday night, and you can't have a misstep in a game like tonight against the Washington Wizards, who are kind of slipping. They won't have Bradley Beal. They won't have Kyle Kuzma. And this is one of those situations where Celtics typically play down to the competition. They haven't recently, which is great, but it's hard for a good team to kind of get up for a game like that. But meanwhile, a lot of guys in Washington are going to get up for that game. So you got to take care of business in a game like that. You got to beat Milwaukee on Thursday, and you got to hope Milwaukee loses at least once more. So, yeah, you're trying to thread the needle a little bit here, but it is still possible.
The good news on the other side of things is that they've put a little distance between themselves and the 76ers, at least.
Yeah, Sixers. Sixers lost last night without Embiid, without Harden. So they I think are pretty much done. I always thought that they were done as far as the second seed went. Now, obviously, the Celtics had a little bit of a slip, but it was still they had enough of a pad where you can recover. It was the Sixers were kind of in a similar situation. They needed to be perfect for the Celtics to make they needed to be perfect to make their run, and they needed the Celtics to help them out. The Celtics did, but it's just too long of a stretch for Philly to be perfect. So now they're 3 games out, plus the Celtics have the tiebreaker. It's almost impossible. The Celtics have to lose the rest of the way to get Philly into that second seed. Just don't see that happening. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be Boston, Milwaukee 1-2 somehow, and then the Sixers are going to be third, unless they slip even further and fall to fourth, because Cleveland is within striking distance. Mm. But that's an interesting race to watch.
Celtics been playing better basketball lately, and it's been that superhero, that masked man, that's been setting the pace for them.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown, Eastern Conference Player of the Week, just a great week for him, averaging over 30 points, 55% shooting, 39% from three, which is an absolutely amazing week for him. And a great stretch since the All-Star break. He's been playing really, really well. He's been playing under control. He's been playing consistently. And it's a nice kind of a nice sign to see at least one of these guys playing well. If the Celtics had followed his lead in Houston instead of Tatum, who's been really inconsistent, then maybe they would have won that game, and they wouldn't have to be so perfect heading into that matchup against Milwaukee. You can look back at that Houston game, the 2 free throws that Grant Williams missed. There are games now that you think, oh man, the Celtics really had an opportunity to get that top seed. So, but Jaylen Brown has been leading the way recently, he's been great, and I really do feel like he's only just scratching the surface of what he can be.
A good decision to give Jason Tatum a little rest?
I thought that was smart in that game against San Antonio because, well, obviously you give Tatum, a little bit of a break. You want to make sure that he's 100% for the playoffs. But in a game like that against a team like San Antonio that really is struggling, I know that Tatum has a tendency to kind of coast in a game like that. So give him the night off. Don't give him the opportunity to kind of drag the team down with his play. Let Jaylen Brown go off, which he did. Let the rest of the team kind of realize, okay, we have to step up, get them some motivation. And after like a little bit of a slow start defensively, they picked up on what they were supposed to be doing, and they came through with the blowout. So I think it was really smart for them to rest Tatum when they did. Now he comes in against Washington. He doesn't have the matchup against Bradley Beal, but still, Beal's going to be there, and he's having fun. He always plays a little bit better over there. And, you get him that extra day's rest now heading into that Milwaukee game as well. So it makes sense all the way around.
John Corrales with us here on Downtown. As you said, no Bradley Beal, no Kyle Kuzma tonight. Celtics are pretty healthy, but looks like maybe no Grant Williams tonight.
Yeah, Grant Williams is a non-COVID illness. We'll see if he plays or not. they shouldn't need him. You know, this should be another kind of easy win if the Celtics focus. In fact, hey, I would even say give Jalen the night off, but also he probably wants to keep playing to keep this kind of rhythm that he's in. So Grant probably, I think, is out, but it looks like Peyton Pritchard's coming back, and that should be plenty. I don't think anybody's going to be playing or should be playing in the fourth quarter. All those starters should be sitting down for the fourth quarter in this one.
John, is there a sleeper team in the East that you like? Somebody down there, maybe the 5, 6, 7, 8 range that could surprise people?
Well, Miami's always in sleeper range, right? They just, you got Jimmy Butler, who is just, you know, playoffs come around and he just becomes something different. He gets like 30% better. And you got Bam Adebayo, who's a great defensive player and whose offense has kind of stepped up recently. So they're always going to be tough. The Knicks, surprisingly, are going to be a team that could make some noise. You got Julius Randle, who's a potential all-NBA player. You know, Jalen Brunson plays really, really well. They're not the best defensive team, but you know that a Tom Thibodeau team, when the playoffs come around, will have some sort of schemes. So that's a team to watch as well. And, you know, I shouldn't be worried about the Toronto Raptors, but they're just such a weird team. They're always willing to do weird things to succeed. If they come out of the play-in tournament, I don't think they're going to make a ton of noise, but there's an outside. They're like the sleepiest of the sleepers where, you know, you get Van Vliet going, you get Scotty Barnes going, you get that weird zone, and all of a sudden they might start making life hard for one of those teams that they're going to face. You don't want to be on the wrong end of that.
Absolutely. Now, Thursday, I assume Giannis is back for that one.
I would assume so. That's not something I think Milwaukee's going to take lightly. So, yeah, I would assume so.
All right. Well, it's going to be a fun week here. Home stretch for the Celtics. 7 games left to go in the season starting tonight against the Wizards. Hopefully can take care of business tonight. John, thank you as always, and we'll check in with you next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.